just a couple weeks ago when the Browns finished off their game before the bye that the coach turned to his quarterback and said,
"Don't be a bad boy, Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool."
This song's going through my head after this whole thing with Johnny Manziel not coming clean. He's partying after the bye, capturing it on video, then lying to the coach, and now he's the third string quarterback. Join us to talk about that and other things with the Browns, Scott Petrick, who covers the Browns, and the soap opera continues, Scott. I guess that's the best way to put it. A lot of distraction taking place, but the Browns are now getting ready for the Ravens tonight. Josh McCown, I guess, is back there. He had a good game the last time he played the Ravens. So can we expect maybe similar things tonight?
Well, I mean, I think there's a chance that he has another good game. You know, Josh has played well all season. You know, the win-loss record obviously isn't great. He only has one win and I think seven starts. But I think he's played well. He's got a top 12 or 15 rating. 11 touchdowns, I think only four interceptions, played great against Baltimore last time. Now, Baltimore's defense is playing better than it did then, and they're awfully tough against the run, so it's going to be up to Josh McCown. But you know, I think he gives the Browns a better chance to win than if Johnny had played, you know, because he's having a good season when he's not hurt.
Now, the guy that is hurt on the other side, Joe Flacco's not playing. What will that – obviously that's a benefit for us. Can we stay in the game longer then, I guess?
Well, I mean, the Browns are a small favorite. You know, Baltimore's only 3-7. They've had – and all their losses have been close losses coming down to the last couple minutes. But they've had devastating injuries. Joe Flacco has not missed a start in his career. He tore his ACL last week. Now he's done for the year. They lost their running back, Justin Forsett, with a broken arm. They'd already lost their best receiver in Steve Smith. Their number one draft pick receiver, Rashad Perryman, hasn't been on the field this year with injuries. So they're beat up. They bring in Matt Schaub, a quarterback. He's a veteran guy. But, you know, he's no longer considered a starting caliber guy. He's a backup, but he's a veteran, so I don't think he'll make a lot of mistakes. But he's just not Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco might be the best deep ball thrower in the game. So it's a big drop-off. Not even the running backs a drop-off. So, you know, I don't know if Baltimore will be able to score like they normally do, but the Browns could also have trouble scoring. I think it'll be kind of a low-scoring game.
Scott, let's stick with the quarterback issue at the moment. If you were general manager, Scott Petrack, what would you do with Johnny short-term and long-term?
Yeah, you know what? I would sit him for the last six games. And, you know, I know he's number three tonight and he might be inactive. I would not have any wiggle room there. And the Browns have left the door open. Maybe he'll play again this year. He could even start this year. I would take that off the table. I'd make him inactive. And then after the season, I would try to trade him. And if I couldn't trade him, I would cut him. I just think you can no longer, I don't know if you ever could, but I could no longer trust Johnny Manziel off the field. And I don't think he is good enough on the field. And I don't think the potential is great enough to put up with all the nonsense off the field. And the Browns are likely going to have a top draft pick. I don't know if it's going to be top 10, top 5. It could be number 1 right now, you know, if they continue to lose. And I think that you have to find your next quarterback of the future. I don't think he's the guy on the field. I'm convinced he's not the guy off the field. And if you can't trust him, how do you continue to go down that road with him? And if even you say, okay, we'll let him be a backup and see if he figures it out, to me, he's too big a distraction, and the dynamic within the organization is too messed up when Johnny's around.
I would think he would be a tough sell with veterans who might be in their early to mid-30s, who have been around a while, and they see him as more of a screwball. Am I right?
I think so. You know, it's interesting because a guy like Joe Thomas, who fits, you know, who fits your category there, he's been around a while. He's approaching 30, or he is 30. You know, Joe was sick of Johnny last year, and he let it be known that Johnny had issues and wasn't working that hard. This year, he's changed his tune a little bit, and he said that Johnny's doing all the right things in the build. And that's been a consistent message from the coaches and the players. That when he's around, he prepares hard. And there's a difference between last year. Well, that's great, and we saw it show up. The difference between his start against Cincinnati and then his start at Pittsburgh was night and day. He played much better, stayed in the pocket, did all the things we talked about. However, that's not enough. You know, your starting quarterback, it has to be almost a full, not a full time's not the right word. It has to be like a devotion, a commitment that's nonstop. Not that these guys can't take a break, but their drive has to be centered around playing football. And Johnny seems to be in love with celebrity. That seems to have too big a priority in his life, and I think you're right. I think when it comes down to it, a guy like Joe Thomas doesn't want to put up with that. And he looks at a guy like Josh McCown and says, that's how a professional quarterback acts. Same with Brian Hoyer last year. And Johnny just doesn't meet those standards. And I think that act wears thin, and people say, oh, he's only 22, he's turning 23. Well, at some point, that the youth excuse no longer applies.
Well, I think this thing that came out with the cover-up, so to speak, or whatever, you know, it's one thing to have an infraction. It's another one to lie about it and then try to get things to change. I think that's where people usually stop forgiving people, in a sense.
Yeah. You know what? I have a little bit – I agree with you in the cover-up's worse than the crime. I get that. But to me, if Mike Pettine sat down Johnny Manziel before the bye week, before those 5 days off, and their conversation was, hey, Johnny, don't embarrass us. Johnny told us. He told him he wouldn't embarrass him, wouldn't be a distraction. Then the fact that he went and partied, you know, it's been reported, 3 straight days. And I get, you know, kicking or blowing off steam, and that's your time to relax. So I understand that. But the fact that he mugged for the camera and he's screaming vulgar lyrics into the video camera, to me that's a big enough infraction to violate trust and to go against what you just promised Coach Mike Pettine. I get lying to Mike Pettine is on top of that, and it adds to how bad your actions were. But to me, going out when you've just been handed the starting job, all you have to do is keep your nose clean for 5 days, and you get to start the last 6 games. To me, that's enough to bench him for 6 games. I know Mike Pettine has been offended by being lied to, but to me, the partying when you just handed your job and you can't stay clean for 5 days, that's as big a deal as lying.
We're talking with Scott Petrick of the Chronicle-Telegram. You mentioned the Browns have the remainder of the season. What are they going to do? What's happening? What's their plan, besides trying to just win? What kind of evaluation is going to be happening through this month of December?
Well, I mean, you know, it was supposed to be about Johnny. The last 6 games are going to be about Johnny, and now we don't know if any of them will be. I think they'd like to get a look at some of the younger guys, and that's easy to say, oh, play the younger guys. The fact is they've played many younger guys just because of injuries and how the season's gone. You know, Cam Irving, the rookie offensive lineman, the number 19 pick, will probably start his second straight game. Joe Bitonio was listed as questionable. It would make sense to see more of Cam Irving because, you know, Mitchell Schwartz, the right tackle, is a free agent at the end of the year. Center Akmak can opt out of his contract at the end of the year. So you'd like to get Cam Irving to get more experience. And then the other one is Justin Gilbert. You know, he's a number 8 pick in the draft the same year as Johnny, 2014. And he just can't stay on the field. And the Browns say it's all based on practicing, and he won't. He's not consistent in practice. You'd like some kind of breakthrough to be there. And I know there's 6 games left, but the way the schedule has been, the Browns have played 1 game in the last 24 days. It feels like the season's over, and now we actually get back into the grind of it. So in the last 6 games, Mike Pettine's trying to save a job, so I don't know how much of his time he can devote to evaluating young guys when he's trying to win so that he gets a third year as coach.
So you mean to tell me they've had almost a month to prepare the first series of downs that they'll get the ball tonight? So what we should see is something they
should
really,
be flawless.
I guess so. I don't know.
I mean, they played November 5th against Cincinnati, right, and then they played November 15th against Pittsburgh, and that's been it. So I'll tell you what, they will be rested. Now the question is, will they make any improvement over, you know, what was really a terrible first 10 games, including 5 straight losses, 4 of which were by 14 points or more?
Scott, you mentioned possible free agents. If you're Alex Mack, why would you stay with the Browns?
Well, here's the thing with Houtsmack. It's become a tricky situation. It seemed automatic that he would opt out of the contract, which I think guarantees him $8.5 million for the next 2 years. You assume, oh, he'll be able to go get more money, and I still think he will. I think the guaranteed money he'll get in his next contract is more than, let's say, the $17 million if he'd stay. I think those are the correct numbers. But Houtsmack has not played up to the level he was playing last year before he got hurt or the year before. So I think there is some question about what his value would be on the open market. So he might say, you know what, I'm going to take the money that's given to me, stay in this contract. Not to mention, I think he likes it here. He likes Joe Thomas. He's comfortable. And everybody thinks the grass is always greener on the outside. But some guys find a comfort level. You know, it's his only place he's ever played. He's been here 5 or 6 years. Having said that, I would expect him to test the market. I wouldn't guarantee he leaves, but if you made me guess, I'd guess he leaves.
Browns taking on the Ravens at First Energy Stadium tonight. What's the over under 100 yards for Terrence West as a Baltimore Raven? What's that going to be like tonight?
Yeah, that's another interesting. You know, you're trying to find kind of storylines in a matchup between a 2-8 and a 3-7 team. Terrence West is, I don't think he hasn't had a carry with Baltimore, so I don't think they're going to hand him the ball 20 times tonight. But if he gets off to a good start, then you could see him get the ball a bunch. And obviously, we know how bad the Browns' run defense has been. I don't think West will get enough chances to have a huge game. But if he does, that would be the ultimate black mark on this running game, or on this run defense. They can't stop anybody. All of a sudden, that includes a guy that you hated so much. Your number three pick only a year ago, you gave him away for nothing, and then he comes back to burn you on Monday Night Football. I don't know if Mike Pettine, defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill, could get over that if that happened.
Yeah, let's hope he's not the bell cow, as the word from earlier in the season there. Well, we appreciate your time, Scott. Scott Petrick of the Chronicle-Telegram. I guess you, I, and some other people will be watching that game tonight. I don't know who else outside of Baltimore and Cleveland, but it's a Monday Night National game, and hopefully the Browns can at least, you know, have some respect for tonight. Appreciate your time, Scott.
Thanks.